working conditions in Le Mans pits, yes, very different. I mean, the danger that you they don't allow now with health and safety, in so much as you'd be working in the pits, you'd be working on a car, and you'd be quite easy to find a car going within inches of you doing 100 miles an hour. There was no barrier between pit lane and, you know, and where the mechanics were working. So if you happened to turn around at the wrong time or put your hand down, then it was curtains, literally.
And so what was specifically was your role in the team then in that Le Mans event? What did you have to do?
T-boy. No. I've been basically helping out as whatever necessary. At one point in time, I was given the job of carburant, which means refueler. I refueled the SR car. In fact, there was one time which I was concerned about. In those days, the refueling systems were gravity fed. You'd have a great big funnel that the fuel would be poured into. You then had an alligator clipper you clip onto the car to stop any static causing sparks there. And then you'd literally just pour the fuel into the fuel tank on a gravity basis. This very often resulted in airlocks, which obviously blew back, and sometimes you find yourself covered in fuel, etc. Again, it couldn't happen today. And this did happen when I was fueling the SR. I had a blowback. I managed to get the fuel in there, put the cap down, sealed the cap, the car went out, never came back. So I had a few apprehensive moments thinking, obviously I haven't put enough fuel in, it's round the other side of the track and I'm not going to be the most popular mechanic in the pits. As luck would have it, it wasn't anything to do with the fuel. I did put enough fuel in there. The clutch had failed after about 4 hours.